Pam Anderson Cooper, welcome to the podcast. Exclusive reporting for the route thousands of kids are taking to get into the United States. Let's get started. Children in limbo on the border with more kids entering the country every single day. President Obama in Texas today continued to push Congress to act on $3.7 billion in emergency spending to address the immediate problem. He singled out House lawmakers as well for not acting on compromised Senate legislation addressing broader immigration reform. Also, a pair of hecklers singled him out.
But the House Republicans, they haven't even called the bill. They won't even take a vote on the bill. They don't have enough energy or organization or I don't know what to just even vote no on the bill. And then they're mad at me for trying to do some things to make the immigration system work better. So it doesn't make sense. So I'm sorry. What are you yelling about now? Hey, sit down, guys. I'm almost done. Come on, sit down. I'll talk to you afterwards. I promise. All right. I'll bring you back. I'm wrapping things up here. I understand. So see, everybody's gonna start. I'm on your side, man. Sit down, guys. We'll talk about it later. I promise.
Unclear what the hecklers wanted. Harsh words as well from House Speaker John Boehner. He's been president for 5.5 years. Boehner said, "When is he going to take responsibility for something?" Texas Governor Rick Perry today sent President Obama a letter requesting 1,000 National Guard troops and Predator drones to patrol the border, and the kids keep coming. Gary Tuchman has been following some of them on their journey here from Central America. It's reporting you won't see anywhere else. This is what he saw today.
I want to give you a look here to give you an idea of how open this is. There are police here. There are police all over here, and no one minds that people are going across the river from here in Guatemala into Mexico. You can see this family of three, a mother, father, and their little boy. They told me a short time ago they're getting ready to go on this raft. The rafts are made of these huge inner tubes, and they're getting ready to go across from here in Guatemala into Mexico. They're hoping also to get into the United States.
That was from yesterday, not today. That's Gary's remarkable reporting that we showed you last night on Mexico's southern border, where, as you saw, police appear to tolerate the flow of migrants out of Guatemala. That's the border between Guatemala and Mexico. He's now from an official border crossing right above what happens to be a heavily used unofficial crossing. Gary?
Anderson and I stand right now in Talisman, Mexico, where it's absolutely pouring rain, a torrential storm right now. And this is the border marker, Mexico, Guatemala. I take a step, and I'm one time zone behind, and I'm in another country. This is El Carmen, Guatemala. This is an official border station where it is pouring right now, and this is where it's done by the book. But if you want to cross from Guatemala into Mexico and you don't want to do it by the book, all you have to do is literally go below. Many people legally cross between Guatemala and Mexico. This is the Guatemalan side. The other side of this bridge is the nation of Mexico, the Mexican state of Chiapas. But most people do not have documentation to go from one country to the other, including the people who eventually want to end up in the United States. So what they do is something you will not see between the United States and Mexico, or the United States and Canada for that matter, not miles away, not hours away, right next to the legal border crossing. Here are people who are walking across this river to get from Guatemala to Mexico. They walk, they swim, they also take rafts to illegally cross. And what's amazing is no one at this border station, either the Mexican officials or the Guatemalan officials, seem to mind. They just let them cross. It happens all day. So we're going to give you a look. We're going to go under this bridge to the raft area and show you what happens. Right under where you can legally cross, this is where you illegally cross. Right under this border station. This is the raft, made of the inner tube, the wood. We paid our 10 quetzales, which is the equivalent of $1.30. We're going to go along on this raging rapid trip. Hola, ¿qué tal? Hello? I go with you. Yo voy con ti. What you should know is these people, they tell us they are not planning to go to the United States. They just want to go to Mexico. Somos listo? You ready? Okay. Everyone here is quiet. And you got to duck your head so you don't get decapitated by the rope. And now we've crossed the international boundary, and we're in the nation of Mexico. What happens when people get here who eventually want to get to the United States, this is standard. They climb on these rocks, and there are trails in their path up there. There are also shelters there. So many people who want to begin their voyage to the United States will stay in a shelter while they figure out how they're going to get there. This is the easy part. People are very friendly. It costs almost nothing. But to get to the United States border could take weeks if they're successful. In many cases, they're not successful. But this, for many people, is the beginning of the journey.